Okay, we're talking music today, local music actually, with the Escanaba City Band, and it's a milestone year for the band, and Amy Chown is here to tell us about it. How you doing?
I'm great.
Well, give me a little history lesson then when we start off here. The City Band has been around a while.
It has been around for 100 years, so the Escanaba City Band is one of Escanaba's oldest and most beloved cultural institutions. We were born because we are alive and kicking in 1924, and we are celebrating our centennial anniversary with a pretty exciting calendar of events.
Has it been continuous? Has it been in existence all the way through wars and pandemics and everything?
Yes, I would say during COVID, you know, we did have to take a step back because playing musical instruments was probably not the wisest thing to do. So we did take a hiatus there, along with pretty much everything going on in public. But besides that, we have been around continuously for 100 years. And I would say, you know, looking at some of the documentation of the band over time, I think that we are more active than ever, with becoming more of a season-long band in the summer, but also in the other three seasons, to become a year-round part of the musical landscape of Escanaba.
What are some of the things that the band does or events that they play at? You never quite know where you guys are going to pop up.
Well, the core part of our concert season is in the summertime down at the Karas Bandshell at beautiful Ludington Park. Every Wednesday night at 7:30, we perform for about an hour, and those concerts start in mid-June and they go through mid-August. But in addition to that, we are also part of the sidewalk sales downtown. We march in the Labor Day parade. We are, of course, part of the fireworks celebration at Ludington Park. We're part of the Gladstone 4th of July parade. And in addition to that, we are there at Delta County Airport to help welcome back the Honor Flight veterans with live music. We play at the Christmas tree lighting downtown. We play a holiday concert at Bay College. And in addition, this past year, we did something I think that was pretty special and so appreciated. We received a grant from the Sackerson Foundation, which enabled the band to perform a series of outreach concerts at local nursing homes. You know, a lot of our elderly residents in Escanaba used to be able to come to the park to hear the concerts on Wednesday night. And since they can no longer come to us, we decided to bring the music to them. So I know that that's a really long answer to the where are some of the places you can hear the band, but we are everywhere. Whenever there is a big event, there is something to celebrate in Escanaba, we are at the heart of it, providing music to make Escanaba a really special hometown, small town experience, not only for residents, but for visitors who come to Escanaba.
Well, lastly, what are you guys doing then to celebrate the 100th?
Well, we have a centennial celebration concert on July 24th, right in the heart of our season, where we're going to have refreshments. We are going to, basically have a party. The mayor will be there, and he will be reading an official proclamation, because it is going to be Escanaba City Day, City Band Day in Escanaba. We also have been invited to some special performances that we will be announcing in June that we're pretty excited about, as well as some unique commemorative ways to honor the milestone.
Anything else you want to mention that I didn't bring up about the centennial, about the band?
I would say this. The Escanaba City Band is for everybody. It's not just for the older population that comes to hear, you know, marches and big band music. We play for everybody. We play for young families who are looking for something to do with their children down at the park, to bring a picnic dinner and to have the children dance in front of our band and enjoy the music. We play for veterans. We play for couples who want to go on a date night. We play for the members of the union who march along with us in the Labor Day parade. So I think what I would say is if you have never experienced an Escanaba City Band concert, this is the year to come and enjoy the music. Bring your family and if you do have an elderly neighbor who can't drive anymore, bring them along. You will absolutely make their day by coming to hear live music. Live music will make you happy.
Amy Chown with the Escanaba City Band, thank you so much for doing this, and we'll be, I'm sure, talking again as the year moves on.
And we will continue to reveal announcements of special things that we're going to be doing, so be sure to follow us on our Facebook page.